2 months ago, a gunman opened fire at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. 10 people were killed and 3 others injured in the racist attack, which left residents of Buffalo's majority black East Side in mourning. They were also left without a grocery store. And today, that top supermarket has reopened to the community. Here's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown at an unveiling ceremony yesterday, 2 months to the day after the shooting.
We will take this place of tragedy, and in the days, the weeks, the months, the years to come, it will be a national and worldwide example of a place of triumph.
But as NPR's Liz Baker reports, community reactions to this moment are mixed.
Tops called it a quiet reopening, a prayer, a brief rallying cheer, and then opened for business as customers drove into the parking lot past a memorial display of flowers, wind chimes, and candles on the sidewalk outside.
Welcome back, Tops. Jefferson 10 forever.
LaCandice Durham and her family showed up with sparkly homemade signs.
You know, I'm just happy to be here. You know, welcoming the employees, the customers, as they come in to shop for the first time in 2 months.
But as to whether she will go inside today?
I think right now, outside is the best place for me.
Eventually, she says, but not today. She doesn't want to cry.
It was emotional. It was emotional.
Kenny Gaston popped in to buy fruit for his dad.
But you know, nobody can shop for one item in a store, right? So I came to get the watermelon. I ended up with, lettuce, tomatoes, greens, and a big jar of olive oil.
Gaston says he's impressed with the changes inside.
The way they redesigned the place is an honor to the people that passed.
There's fresh paint and a shiny new floor, bright lights, an expanded produce department, and some updates that aren't so visible. More security guards, cameras, an alarm system, and extra emergency exits. Right inside the doors, next to a customer service desk, is a water wall engraved with a poem in honor of those who lost their lives in the attack. At the preview event on Thursday, Tops President John Person said that renovating and reopening the existing store, rather than building a new one, was the best way for the company to serve the grieving community.
We think being able to reopen to the community respectfully and honorably, to be able to do that in 2 months versus 2.5 or 3 years, we think is the right decision.
But not everyone agrees.
It just hurts me so much.
Sarah Jacobs came out to the reopening in protest.
This is don't need to be open. There's too much memories on it. So I don't understand how anyone could be, walking back in there.
She says this store should have been torn down and the site turned into a memorial park with a new store built from scratch elsewhere in the neighborhood. And she's not alone. There were a handful of others out protesting with her.
I don't want to see business as usual because there's not business as usual. My life has not been the same since 5/14.
Jerome Wright is a faith and community leader in East Buffalo. Wright says the idea that it's this Tops or nothing is a false choice. Without the Tops, East Buffalo is a food desert. But he says other stores could and should open here.
Their only concern is that if they don't have this, they don't have anything. That means Tops got us hostage.
Right after the shooting, community groups rallied to fill the gap and provide food to people who didn't have access to vehicles to get across town to other stores. One of those was Lenny Lane with Buffalo Fathers. He started coming out with a grill to offer hot dogs and hamburgers, and he says he'll keep it up even now. But he hopes the increased attention on East Buffalo leads to more permanent resources here.
We need a good supermarket and we got it. But my God, look what has to happen before we got it.
Lane says it shouldn't take a massacre to get a nice place for the black community to shop. Liz Baker, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.